I have my buddy, my friend, and co-patriot.
I'm a conspirator.
The man himself. Please introduce yourself, brother.
Aloha no, kakakiako. This is Jonathan Jay, and I am so happy to be here, and it's such a surprise. It really is. I didn't even understand why you invited me up here.
Well, we'll figure it out as we go. So basically, tell us what you do on KKCR, on a volunteer side and everything else. A short synopsis of what you're doing right now and you've been doing, what brought you to where you are now. Just a quick little for people who don't know you.
I love radio. I've loved radio ever since I was a little kid. I can remember sneaking awake late at night with my alarm clock radio on, listening to just music come out over the airwaves magically somehow into the box. And I would stay up for hours. I love radio. And then when I moved to Seattle and grew up there, there was an amazing radio station there, KCMU, Communication. It was part of the University of Washington Communication Department, and it was the studios were on the third floor in the communications building, and it was an amazing free radio, and they played so much beautiful music, and it wasn't controlled by commercial forces, and people played the music of their friends who were in bands, and that's how the whole grunge scene started, because Seattle was a place at that time where the economy had collapsed in the 70s, and so everybody moved away, and so we all grew up there with nobody in line in front of us to do the things that we wanted to do, so we just did it. And so my friends had shows at the radio station, my other friends had bands and music they played, my other friends booked clubs, so you had this complete circuit. And so it was a beautiful transformative thing. It allowed culture to percolate and be nourished and harvest and grow. And when I came here to Kauai, I thought, wow, they have a community radio station. And I just have loved radio. I've loved radio so much. I've started pirate radio stations. I've worked on internet radio stations. I've worked at other community radio stations and college stations, and I've slipped my way through beautiful women in radio. It's really been a love affair that I've had, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's transformative.
It sure is. By the way, let's just say that the views expressed on this program are those of Jonathan and my own Cameron. Doesn't reflect anybody else. This is an open format, free speech, conversation, talk story, the way we call it here on the islands. Regarding, by the way, thank you for that short story about your past. You do a talk show on the air here. You've been involved with KKCR for a number of years and seem to be very knowledgeable. You have your own style of being funny at the same time and being serious, and got a lot of energy.
And you not always well directed.
Well,
I'm getting better. I think people tell me that.
How we learn is through our mistakes, and people are tolerant and loving and aloha here. So, some of our mistakes have been forgiven, hopefully, and we're paving the way for the future of this radio station. That's why we're here talking. You're now a member of the board.
It's brand new.
Of the Kakao Foundation.
Yeah, I'm the youngest member of the board.
Which is formidable. It's amazing to have the patience to sit through meetings and discuss things, but somebody has to do it. And I respect every member of the board. I'm just saying that I'm not the kind of person that could sit through meetings.
I never thought that I was either.
Just give me a shovel and the garden, and basically. So anyway,
I never thought that I was, but you know what happened recently? I was paddling with the Pu'uvai, the canoe club in the Wailua River, and I was paddling. I hadn't paddled for a couple of weeks, and so I was like, I got back in. I was paddling really hard, really hard, really hard. It was great. So it just feels so good just to be part of the engine, and I'm not steering. I'm just, all I have to do is coordinate with others. That's the only thing I have to do.
Not be lazy.
Well, I have to give my all, but I have to give my all in a way that matches with everybody else. Because to the extent that we can sync, we're even more powerful. We were more efficient.
It's a good parable.
And I was paddling my brains out. And when I got home, I was like, wow, my tushy kind of hurts. It was tender. I was like, I had given myself blisters on my bottom. I've never even heard of that before. But hey, you know what? it's going to serve me in good stead because they healed up and now I got calluses and now I can sit through these meetings, which I never could before.
Good one. Yeah, but basically all of us are trying to do our best to further these tiny little services that we have in the ocean of commercial, you know, desert of commercial TV and radio and other mediums of communication. And
which are all controlled by capital.
And so it's limited. It's limited. And here we basically have free speech. And I mean, a birthday is coming, right, for KKCR?
Yeah. I think, let's see.
20th birthday?
Well, our 19th birthday is 19th, coming up, but yes. Our 20th year
yes.
begins on the 19th birthday.
Yeah.
Because we're turning 20 the whole year. Where it's another turn
right.
around the sun. So, I mean, that's a big deal.
Well,
20 years ago, who would think that you and I could be sitting here today with our words going literally around the world?
Yes.
We're broadcasting on, let's see, 90.9, 92.7.
405 bandwidths and the, yeah.
Just internet. On this island.
Yes.
And the internet and the cable and
Oahu.
Mm-hmm. Oahu, the gathering place. Our words are beginning to carry across the archipelago.
It's a refreshing word from Kauai and Ohana on Oahu listening. Lots of people on Oahu are listening, and so people draw value from what we do. It's obvious.
Well, it's because love is immeasurable.
And feasible. It's you can feel it. You know, I really feel like the emotions travel through these waves.
They do.
You know, some of these words that I read on Rumi and stuff, they figured some vibrations out that somehow in written language, in English translated,
right.
It still carries that message
yeah.
and that open heart opening energy, tears from your eyes, and just come on.
It's amazing.
Let's pay attention to what matters the most.
And this was written in a language that didn't exist when it was written. I mean, how beautiful is that?
Well, you know, we, as a human race, we've been at this for a little while compared to the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Well, and the dinosaurs can fly now.
And it's really come to a crux, you know. I mean, everything has been like this, like Roman times, everything. It's just been like this many times in the past.
Yeah, it's a pattern.
But we haven't somehow learned to really give care to the planet and each other and really cooperate together, even though a lot of us do.
Not enough. We can do it more. We can do more.
That's why we're here.
Yep.
And starting from this radio station, a fund drive's coming October 5th, Monday, mm-hmm. for 10 days.
Yeah, 11, I think.
11 days.
Yeah, 11
and
days.
So we're keeping it short. I have written something for KKCR. Maybe I should just read
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that would be delightful. Yeah. I love your writing.
It's just up to date and, of course, Rumi influenced. It's a radio picture. We celebrate the birthday of Kauai Community Radio. Happy birthday to the soul kitchen of our tribe, the rainbow people, we're called, all cultures, all colors, living on a mythical island in the middle of the great waters. It's the 21st century and the news is not so rosy. Climate change, wars, mass migrations, economical and ecological degradation, so very important to exercise our right of free speech, free expression, so crucial to have a caring community in cooperation towards restoration. Our canoe needs repairs. Some people are still drilling holes in the hull. It's crazy. So it is that through all the changes of the last 20 years, 19 years, KKCR has survived. Question, are we thriving? What is in the works for Kauai Community Radio? With people like us, everything can be possible. To our members who have supported us since day one, thank you. To all the volunteers throughout the years, thank you. Mahalo to the management and the board members. Ohana, how can we grow to have 30,000 members on Kauai instead of 1,000? How can we raise funds from philanthropic foundations and not burden our listeners with requests for money? How can we be more appealing to the billionaires who live amongst us? Questions upon questions. The future of Kauai Community Radio depends on the things we are doing today. Raising the vibration of generosity, of togetherness, of beauty, and of majesty. Radio picture.
Well, radio is such an astonishingly visual medium. You know, unlike television, which delivers you the picture, so you're passive and static in how you receive it, radio
allows you to picture like reading a book instead of watching a movie.
Exactly.
You can picture your own imagination. And so
you get to, you're part of what makes it happen. And that's, you know, and in the same way, that's how you, that's one way that you can be part of Kauai Community Radio. I mean, we are nothing without you, literally.
So, you know, we've discussed getting a van with a KKCR logo on the side. Traveling through the island.
With like shag carpet on the sides.
And whatever. I don't know. We'll discuss that.
But beanbag chairs.
Giving t-shirts away, just informing people in front of, you know, in Waimea, someplace parked on the, you know, by the parking lot, and give people some info, some bumper stickers, just talk to people. I mean, give free drinks at the bars if you pay to KKCR this fun drive. I don't know. We used to give a lot of gifts, but. And CDs. We used to make our own CDs. And
We still do. We have a great one coming up with
a talk story,
with Paula Fuga. I am so stoked to hear that.
But we used to make our own music, like the stuff we play on our shows, and make a compilation and give that away.
That's pretty much what the Paula Fuga CD is. It's a talk story and her music here.
There's copyrights and all kinds of things have risen since. The 15 years I've been on the air.
Yeah, that's complicating, huh?
You know what I mean?
I'll be a little detailed.
It's a different world.
A little bit.
Jonathan, it's a different world.
But we're navigating it. We're navigating it. And, you know, you said earlier, paving the way for the future. What if we were unpaving the way? What if we were opening up possibilities instead of laying down more asphalt?
Good. But how is the question then?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing right now. But to begin such a thing, you've got to start with where you are.
Yeah, work with what we have.
Work with what we have and do what we can do. David Ige taught me that.
Mm.
He's one of the directors at KIUC. I heard him say that when I was, you know, trying to help elevate the discussion. And I'm like, wow, that guy's wise. I'm voting for him. And he's on the board today. And I just learned that he's from Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did a show on Okinawa on Thursday. I don't know if you got a chance to hear that. But if you haven't, it's in the audio archive. And that is such an amazing repository of treasures of the work that's done here day in, day out. There's 4,500 hours of original programming, of original content that is all being volunteered into being. It's like magic.
Mm-hmm. If you were to pay all the 80 volunteers, it would be a huge budget, wouldn't it? Unbelievable.
Wow. How much would you pay them?
I don't know. The radio generally pays very little, as you know.
Well, to me, I feel wealthy.
not community radio. The commercial radios, it's almost minimum wage what they get. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. You should ask Ron Wiley or some guys like that.
Yeah, and they, of course, get dictated what they have to play and say.
Right.
Here we have, like, Sundays, I'm by myself with my listeners. It's just one-on-one, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody's here. There's just spirits and me and the birds and the roosters.
It's beautiful.
It's just like that little lip of just relaxation on Sundays, that before the week starts again, and just gifting each other with music, with poetry, with material that could perhaps ease the mind or remind us what's going on, but not get tweaked in it.
Yeah.
And keep being imaginative and creative.
Well, it's grounding. It's grounding, and it's passionate, and it's real, and it's uplifting. And I want to thank you for coming in here week after week after. How long have you been doing this show?
15th year.
Wow.
It's just like it just yesterday afternoon when I first started. You know how time passes, and somehow we've been graced. Like I wrote here, KKCR is almost 20 years old thanks to all the storms that didn't happen.
And thanks to the storms that did.
Yes, and you know, the ones that did, yes.
I'm not wishing for more storms, but I am wishing for us to come together.
Balance.
Come together, balance, harmony, and maluhia, you know, sweet serenity. Whatever it is, I accept it.
Well, the thing is, it seems like human beings aren't voluntarily we're not changing our habits. We want the comforts. We want that barge to arrive on time with the right part. And I still shop at Costco. I admit it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's
we're all trying to save money.
It's a good deal for something.
Get ahead, but the bank, the main giver is the earth.
Right.
And we're sucking it up.
Well, you know what the economy is? It's a the economic system. It's a model of the ecology. It's a crude representation of life, of the give and take, the energy flow, all that stuff.
Or the lack of understanding of ecology.
Oh, you know what? I agree with you. You know, the views and opinions that I articulate, I may abandon within moments if I hear something better.
No, the openness is very important. It's very important that I heard something on A New Dimension a few weeks ago that the speaker was asked, are you hopeful about the future of humanity?
I am.
And then
I am.
Good.
I've never been more hopeful, actually.
Beautiful.
I used to be like depressed and angry.
But he said, the speaker that said, how do you know who's going to come up with what invention on Tuesday afternoon?
You cannot know.
And there's so many. I just saw a couple of posts by 9-year-old girls in two different parts of the world who came up with an incredible invention.
Same one?
No, two different girls
oh,
in different
even
countries. You know what? But I mean, there's so much gifted humans, good hearts, good people on this earth. That's what's keeping it all going. And a few bad seeds. And then, of course, the failed governments and everything else that's ensuing with the refugees.
Oh, my God.
They're people just like you and
God.
Me, Jonathan.
Oh, my God. It's
good
so,
people.
They're wonderful people. They just want to have a nice life. Who doesn't want that?
Hardworking.
And, you know, we don't have to get bogged down in, like, the refugee crisis that the United States and the European Union are fabricating around their periphery. But it's shocking to me that they are directly responsible for whose NATO jets are flying over Syria? Whose NATO jets ripped apart Libya? Then the people who are living in these bombed out husks, these failed states where their infrastructure has been systematically dismantled, they want to go somewhere where they can have a decent life. And that's the European country. That's the Mecca.
It's the whole story of humanity, migrations, mass migrations, you know, and
people have always moved. That's one thing. There's two things that people have done forever.
Yeah, migrate. And
they've made more people and they've moved around.
I heard that the Syrian uprising started prior to the human revolution was a 7-year drought.
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
Back to ecology.
Right.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Resource stress.
I have an active mind like you also, and I was thinking if China attacks Taiwan and a couple of days later we'll see the whole horizon of Kauai full of Taiwanese ships with immigrants from Taiwan want to come to Hawaii because they have no place to go. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. You know, all these GOP candidates, God love them. God bless them. And I try and love them, too, because those people, wow, it's so obvious. They do not have enough love. They're angry. They're confused.
What's
they're terrified.
I mean, what's going on? This circus of elections. And I mean, we're basically...
It's a clown show.
So in the middle of this whole charade...
It's noise. It's like white noise.
We're trying to maintain our tiny radio station.
And we're doing it.
And we're doing to some extent, and we want to raise our status here on the island of Kauai and make it make membership like rise up in a big way.
Yeah, there's about 1,100 members.
That's right.
About 1,100 members. And I haven't looked at the way the membership for the station has, you know, grown or ebbed and flowed over time. I'm brand new on the board.
It could be a good study.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to give a shout out to the present members of the board, Steve Thatcher and Colin Parado and Annie Capruccio. Donovan Kanani-Kabibi and Brian Neubauer and Jeff Frisk and Marin O'Ryan. And then all the people who were
Marin's
on the board.
There, too. That's great.
That's right, yeah.
Steve used to do the morning news.
The morning news.
That was fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And then he's been a long-time underwriter of the station because he has the Kauai Marina Mower.
Marina Mower, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, he's been a stalwart piston.
Yeah.
In the engine of KKCR, but to go out of the industrial metaphor, he's been a chloroplast, converting sunlight into sweet sugar to glucose and helping the organism thrive.
Yeah.
So my hats are off to him and to all the alumni, all the people who have come before, because we didn't just wake up yesterday and like, oh, wow, there's a radio station here. I mean, this was built over two decades.
Yeah.
20 years ago, some people had a dream. They thought, hey, what would Kauai be like if we had a community radio station here?
After Iniki.
No, before.
Oh, before.
Before they were trying. It was a smaller group.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have enough critical mass. And then they hooked up with another group, and together they were trying, and they didn't have enough critical mass. There was politics. There was music. And then there was the storm, and that brought in, a service.
Mm-hmm.
So those three things, music and politics and service, boom, that was enough critical mass. They managed to find a guy named Don Mussel.
Yes.
Who is the individual that without him, there would be no KKCR.
Because that's true. Don Mussel does a lot of radio stations. And
He's the engineer.
Genius.
He's a genius. He's a genius, and he's not just a really smart person who can, like, make atomic bombs. He's a genius who can fabricate love bombs. You know, BALMS.
And he still climbs those, I don't know if anymore, but
yeah,
those towers
does.
And those scary towers
belted
on with the wind swaying the tower.
He's amazing.
For Ohana, who just turned the radio on, this is Cameron at the Oasis speaking with Jonathan, our now board member, also a talk show host, and a longtime radio enthusiast, and Kauai community member who gives a hoot.
I do.
And, you know, it's refreshing to see young people like yourself. No, seriously, you're a young man.
I'm 50.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm thankful I'm so young. I'm not even half a century old.
Compared to a 75-year-old, you're very young.
Yeah, and compared to somebody who's 256, I'm not even to the quarter of the way there. So.
Yeah, gnomes live to be 300-some years old. But, you know, it's... We get into this Polynesian paralysis on the islands where...
What is that?
It's a slow way of going about life, very slow. And I'm aware of it. I fall into it at times, become reclusive and, like, not apathetic completely, but not so positive.
Hmm. It's easy.
It's periods that come and go with the heat.
Easy.
The heat was really bad and worked.
I have my ups and downs.
But it's... We're human.
Yeah.
And...
Aren't we lucky?
Overall, well, as opposed to what?
I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a miracle.
It is.
The heartbeat is miracle.
I know. It just does it all by itself. Breathing in, like, wow.
And we think we're in charge.
We can breathe the atmosphere of this planet. Like, how did that happen?
Well, and it's so small. It's so thin.
I know. It's like...
So, I mean, I just wonder how it's kept together.
It's miraculous.
It's a miracle day in and day out, and we're still looking to, what, next car we drive or the next house we own? Or, I mean, this is really an incredible bardo, you know, those stages
the
between.
The place in between.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I also pray to Gaia, Mother Nature, to help us in a gentle way, you know, because... If we survive the next storm, then we're the ones who are going to be the cleanup crew.
That's right.
And it takes tremendous love, support, strength, and stamina and dedication to clean up after such a, you know, devastating. So the other day when that tsunami warning in Chile, those people are devastated over there.
8.3 magnitude earthquake.
And lasted 3 minutes.
Wow.
So if that tsunami wave was 300 feet instead of 3, you wouldn't be talking with me right now. I'd be gone in a mush of, you know, mud and wood and metal. So,
and I'm sure that would be some kind of transcendent beauty that we'd be experiencing.
So the point is, we have been given this time and this place to Malama.
What are we going to do?
And what do we do about it? Mm-hmm. Do we just do our thing and get by? Or do we raise it a notch this fall, this autumn of 2015, equinox upon us on Tuesday.
Isn't it amazing?
It's season after season. Sometimes people get tired, get island fever. How do we renew people's energy through this radio station? That's what I've been trying and doing.
Yeah, that's what you've been
doing. This show.
That's what you've been doing. I hear it.
But
I receive it.
It's a reflection of my own life. So how do we improve our own personal lives to be of a higher vibration, to then deliver that to our Ohana, and then everything else that ensues.
Yeah, then it's simple. It's gravity falls downhill.
It's natural selection.
I think, and this is something that I've come to recently, I'm sure a lot of people have known this for a long time, but it recently dawned on me, like, wow, you know what? The universe is perfect. It's absolutely, completely, 100% perfect in every conceivable way and beyond.
From your Earth perspective.
From my little vibrating part of the universe that has episodic consciousness.
Mm-hmm, good.
Episodic.
That's good. Yeah, that's the truth.
Comes and goes.
Yeah, of course. We're mostly sleeping.
Yeah. And that's okay, because I guess we have a power in our dreaming. Our capacity to dream seems to have some sort of reality-inducing, condensing, manifesting power.
Isn't language funny, brother?
It is.
We try to explain something that's unexplainable.
It is. But, you know, whenever I'm upset or frustrated or angry or disappointed or, you know, like, oh, that's not right. It shouldn't be that way. Recently, I'm starting to work with this idea that, well, maybe it's exactly as it's supposed to be, and I'm just missing it. And the degree to which I'm missing how perfect it is, that's how upset I think I am. And that's...
Good point.
An illusion.
It's a good measure of gauging that episodic consciousness of yours. But the thing is, a lot of brothers and sisters of ours right now are really suffering.
They are.
I mean...
We all are.
You don't have to look at the news.
You don't. And it's a good idea not to.
And so...
Because the news is filled with white noise.
Right.
Static.
And then you don't hear the good stuff that's happening either.
No, because the news is not about good news. And the good news is that the news is not all there is. There's so much more
that's
that doesn't make the news.
That's a good one.
It's, you know, they're taking you into this weird little deviant corner of, and it's really just their misunderstanding of how perfect the world is.
Or they do understand because they're very smart.
They are smart, but they have a sickness in their soul.
They have an agenda.
Well, we all have agendas.
No, this is world supremacy, for example, or
they have bad agendas.
Dominance.
Yeah, they have bad.
You know,
I mean, I have an agenda. You have an agenda on the show. You're not here for nothing. You're trying to do something.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
Grow some seeds.
That's, you know.
You know.
Is that the right thing to do?
Seeds of thought.
Is that most high?
It could be better.
I don't know. It's not for me to judge. But you have an agenda, and that's it. And
yeah.
I think it's awesome. So, you know, to me, I'm inspired by that. I'm energized by that. I'm trying to give it back to you right now so you can see.
No, I take it in.
So you can see. Yeah, because, you know, probably it's not every day that somebody comes into the studio tells you what a freaking awesome job that you do.
I get pats on the back at large, which is like my paycheck, you know, that I, you know, it's just... People who get a smile on their face hearing something that I read or something, that's like huge for me.
Well, you're a wealthy man.
Builds me up.
I'm
still questioning how I can do this Oasis better and how
that's
we
good.
Can
that's
conduct
a great question.
Our business on the island better.
Yeah.
How we can unite and get the chemical companies out of here.
Or how we can get them to see that what they're doing is not helpful to them or to us.
Or make something for mosquitoes, you know, instead of, you know, put poison in the corn. You know, do some good stuff, for God's sake. I mean, leave some good memories behind.
To honarman hasti.
Oh, very good, Farsi. We just lost some really good men.
We did, a couple that I know
Yeah,
of.
And...
Were you at yesterday honoring Lee Joseph's life?
I knew it was happening, but I do it in private.
Mm-hmm.
And Tech Nickerson
mm-hmm.
and Scott Sims and
mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm,
others
right.
that we don't know their names. Some family lost someone this week.
That's true.
And somebody have a new baby. You know,
we're here,
super
conscious, and we're not.
My goodness.
We come, and then we go. And
meanwhile, let's go to some music and give the people's ears a break. Thanks, Jonathan, for being here.
There were Choctaws in Alabama, Chippewas in St. Paul. Mississippi mud runs like a river in me. America, ooh, she's like a mother to me. Spacious skies for amber waves.
St. Marie.
My dear friend Buffy St. Marie singing America the Beautiful. America is beautiful.
It is.
Glorious land.
It's staggering.
If you traveled the mainland, I did a little back in the 80s and early 90s, and the Four Corners, the land mass is vast, and beauty, the waters, the rivers, the coastlines, the whole thing. The people, too, honestly. Most people are good people, you know?
I was 20 years old. I was in Seattle. I went straight from high school into college, just on, like, autopilot. And I realized, like, wow, I don't know why I'm here. So I quit school. It's the first time I dropped out. I worked restaurants for a year. I saved my money. I bought a $1,000 bicycle back in 1984.
Wow.
And I loaded up over 100 pounds of gear of it and started riding across the country. And this was right in the middle of the Reagan era.
Wow.
Right? And I was kind of like, oh, man, I'm going to go into the heartland. Because Seattle is in the upper left-hand corner. It's like a little oasis.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be going through eastern Washington and northern Idaho and Montana and Wyoming and Colorado. And it's like, wow, that's like, those are the reddest of the red states. And so I was a little intimidated. I cut my hair off, so I just looked kind of like a marine. No, like a marine. Mm. Like, I had to get militant because I'm like, well, you know, I thought that would be safer. I had my little pop-up tent was a camouflage. So I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to go into enemy territory.
Can disappear, yeah. But anything bad happened?
No. And every single person that I met was just staggeringly generous and kind. I was like, how did these people vote for Reagan? I was so confused.
It's interesting. Like the same people who are going to vote for Donald Trump.
You know what?
Fascinating.
I think Donald Trump is his own kind of beauty.
Yeah?
I really do, yeah. I do. Because he says the most ridiculous things out loud.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, okay.
It's like
great.
Releases a bunch of people's emotions that they can't. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I hope that America will be a better place for it. I wish them the best of luck.
Yeah, I don't get into elections or any of it. Let's bring it back home. We want to send big, big love to our moms. My mom is listening in California right now.
Aloha, Mom.
And she's about to take a trip to the old country, certainly praying after you, Mom. And
where in Persia?
In Tehran.
Tehran.
And people are happy. Hopefully the sanctions will be lifted.
That's such a disservice to everyone.
There's good people there too, brother. Believe me, they're good people.
Absolutely.
You know,
and who isn't? Who is bad people? Who's on the list of people that we can justifiably hate? Because, you know, if we can honestly hate them, I'd be happy to do so.
It's hard to pinpoint, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, you know, the closer you look, the more you discover that everyone is wonderful.
And caught in a situation where they have to do, like an executioner has to execute.
Difficult choices.
Or the stock market person right now, they have to, you know, get ready for Monday and go do a killing. Or the soldier in the field, and maybe they don't like it. There's 1 in 1,000 who likes killing, I guess.
Maybe less.
Maybe 1 in 10,000.
Maybe less.
Likes to get the gun and go put the gear on and
maybe
go out
less.
There and kill some Muslims. Or
and
something.
You know, even if there are those very few people who have been deceived into thinking that that's a virtue, they didn't do it by themselves. Somebody helped them with those bad ideas.
How about friendly fire and these people who did mass murders in the movie theater and the church, and they're one of us, they're people, they're just misguided. And
those are very misguided.
And kind of, you know, a little cuckoo up there.
Not a little bit. They're damaged. Something's wrong. They have some kind of pain inside them that is so great that they thought that was a reasonable thing to do.
Amazing.
It is.
Police brutality.
Those
crazy.
The people, the police, they're frightened. They're trying to control. And, you know, that's let the evidence demonstrate. That doesn't work. And the harder you try, the worse it doesn't work. So take a deep breath.
Let's talk to the weapon builders and the, you know, military industrial complex.
Well, they're terrified because they don't know. They're not confident. They don't have faith that they can do something different and it will work out okay.
Make plenty of money if you want.
More. They could make more money. Because when you build a bomb or a jet fighter or whatever, I mean, that stuff, when you use it as directed. Like, you look at the instructions, it's destroy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not very productive. It's literally destructive.
Well, but you go back and build it. That's when you make the contract.
But it's a false economy because it's not producing anything. It's only producing destruction.
If I had one wish, Jonathan, I would ask the sun, our solar god, to send a wave of light that would neutrinos that would go right through our cells and DNA and awaken those dreaming DNAs that they call junk DNA.
They call it junk because they don't know what it is.
They don't know what it is.
It's not junk DNA, it's junk science.
Right. It's there.
Yeah.
It's here.
That's right.
And then
I call it latent.
Everybody
yeah.
suddenly, like in one morning, becomes super conscious.
It could happen.
And stay like that. Whereas in the battlefields, at the borders, everywhere, it's everybody feels a little different this morning. Like, wow, what's this?
Well, you know about the unify.org? Are you familiar with that website?
Mm-mm.
Well, you could check it out. It's very interesting. It's a global organization that's working every equinox and every solstice. And I think we've got a lunar eclipse coming up, yeah?
Yes, next Sunday.
I'm always excited about that. I wish they would happen every month, but...
And it's nighttime, too, so we're going to... Oh. I don't know if we're going to see it or not. If somebody knows, please let us know.
So at unify.org, you can go there, and they are loosely coordinating a series of, I think, more than 1,000 simultaneous global meditation events all over the world.
Wow.
All over the world. And we don't all need to be doing that. Just some, effervescent gossamer fraction of a percentage.
Yeah.
That will be enough.
That would be.
And it will be.
If you just,
it is.
For 5 minutes, if 7 billion people, 8 billion people could just think about one thing for like 5 seconds, would it manifest? Would it just conjure up?
I believe, and you can look at the historical record, that when people start thinking in alignment with each other, good, bad, or ugly,
mm-hmm.
stuff unfolds from
Correct.
That. And so if we can quiet our minds, so it's not so much crazy snow, like a blizzard of white noise. I mean, that's why I don't listen to the news. And it's funny, people ask me, like, oh, how do you engage in discussions and current affairs and community affairs and make comments on what's going on in the world?
Because you're a talk show host.
Right. I'm a talk show host, but I make it a point not to listen to the news.
Well, not the main channels.
I never listen to them because they just, talk,
yeah.
poison your mind, just fill it up with junk. But when I'm not listening, I mean, I take a peek. I look at this. I go to a place. I'll drill down and look at a couple different sources. But then I back out again and I reflect upon it. Because, science is not just all data.
No.
You have to understand it.
And apply it.
Yeah. Information is not knowledge, and knowledge is not wisdom.
No,
and those things matter a lot more than data.
Sure, let's break that down. Wisdom is the application of knowledge.
Wisdom is the wise application of knowledge.
Yes, yeah, a good one, even better. I play with words a bit.
You
and,
do.
You know,
I love it.
There's this one piece that I wrote a little while ago. It's called "A Man Wakes Up." A man wakes up and takes a good look at himself. Groggy from decades of partial presence.
Yeah.
Groggy from eons of bad information. Evolution is occurring nevertheless. Intellect fumbles. Logic fails. Intelligence rules. Life is a beautiful tease. For when the man gets it, that there is nothing to get, only then... is he free of the maya, the samsara, the illusions of his made-up world?
Yeah, and then he can join the sisters who already know. I love that you read from the Wee Moon. I used to do the Wee Moon religiously back in Seattle when I lived there on the wet streets of Seattle. I would ride my bicycle all over the place. And there was a really powerful a community of women there.
Yes.
There was gay, being gay there was in fashion before you could get married.
No, Portland, those areas, ever since the way back, 100, 200 years ago, it was a hub of mm-hmm. sorts, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And still now, it's like there's a lot of things happening there that's not happening anywhere else.
They have a socialist that got elected
almost,
to the...
Yeah.
No, literally.
Uh-huh.
She's like straight up a socialist. She's like, I am a socialist. And she's like, I am for workers' rights. and she helped spearhead and pass the $15 an hour minimum wage. So in Seattle, it's now it's the law, and they need it because it's expensive to live there.
There's a lot of model townships and cities that the information is here, the knowledge, the equipment, the science, the money, the manpower.
We have everything we need.
Right.
Just the will to do it.
I jokingly mentioned something like, if I had a couple of $1 million right now, I would start an excrement collection on the island.
Okay.
Abolish the septic tanks.
Yeah, because we're throwing it away.
And make it into the best compost you can imagine.
Humanure.
Fabulous stuff. And grow.
It's scary.
It's the simplest
it's
thing.
It's scary for people who are like, you know, germophobic. They're like, oh, poop, that's bad. But you know what? That's just an attitude that you have that's a barrier to making a better use of that resource.
So, I mean, start from the basics and then go higher to the other things and the issues that are pending and are facing us as an island people and how we can use this platform of Kauai Community Radio as more of an informative, up-to-date, cutting edge, even within our small scale.
And I think that's what we are doing. I mean, if you listen to the station, there's shows like yours, there's shows like mine, there's shows like Felisa's, there's shows like Jack's. I mean, there's like 70 or 80 people a week who come in and they share their passion.
For years.
For decades.
Yeah.
It's flabbergasting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost entirely organic. And here we are, you know, like when the station started off, I think for the first 10 years, roughly, the people who were the most emotionally invested in the station, they spent a lot of time arguing with each other about what they wanted the station to be. Well, we don't have to argue anymore. You know why? It is what it is. And here we are. And what are we going to do about it?
How can we improve? This is a question not just between us right now, but to all our listeners on the island. If you can come up with any ideas, constructive criticisms that we can improve our output, and that would be very useful. This coming fund drive,
Not even just the fund drive, because the fund drive is that's just the first step in front of us. We are going to take all year next year, from January through October again, working on the reimagining, the re-envisioning, the rededication of where we want to go and putting together some plans to get us there. A couple of years ago, we did our very first strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in 2009. It was a five-year plan. It carried us forward to 2014. So here we are in 2015. It's time to take a look. Okay, we, they, us then had these ideas and dreams and hopes. What did we do? How effective were we in accomplishing what we set out for ourselves? Where are we now? Like taking an assessment, an inventory, yeah?
And then we can report that to our ohana.
Well, and one of the things that I think is really essential about community radio versus public radio, they're both non-commercial, so they have that going for them. But public radio is a multi-million dollar transnational network of highly polished professional media people providing very, very sophisticated and very well groomed, some of the highest production values in the industry. They're masters at what they do and they have a budget to match it.
Yes.
But what they don't do is they don't let you onto the airwaves. They do it for you. They provide a service. And it's a great service and that's a wonderful thing. But that's not the same thing that community radio does. We try and have good content. We try and dig deep. We try and look at facts. We try and chase down stories. But we don't do it so much at the national level, not so much. We also dig down deep here at the local level.
Local level, yeah.
And it's not just the content that we're providing. It's the access to the making of the content. I live on this island. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy who lives in Wailua Homesteads, and I moved from Kalaheo. You know, every person who does a show on the station is of the community in the station. And every person who's listening right now could also plug into the station. So that's something that community radio does that public radio doesn't, is we foster your involvement.
Jonathan, I'm going to continue writing questions to discuss perhaps with you, perhaps another board member would like to join us.
That would be great.
Prior to the fund drive in the next couple of weeks, a week actually, so we can continue on this. I have many questions.
I love that you have questions, and I love that you, because it opens it up for other people to have
questions. It's been an involved relationship for the past 15 years. It's not placid or flatlining. It's just as soon as I get tired, something happens, brings me right back. You know, it's magic.
It is.
It's affected my life. I'm not planning to quit anytime soon. And God willing, we're going to continue doing this service.
Inshallah.
Meanwhile, I want to thank you. In final words, we're going to, you know, open up the station for the next volunteer. Final words, I want to thank you for showing up. Take the mic.
Well, if you are inspired by what you hear, and if you want to invest your time or your energy or your spiritual power, then plug into the station. The doors are wide open. Come on in. That's the way that we were able to get to this place today. And the question that I'd like people to think about is, where do we want to see KKCR 20 years from now? You know, where do we want to be? What kind of stuff do we want to be doing? How do we want to be better at what we've gotten pretty good at? How do we want to fix things that, have not been yet fixed? And, you know, that's what the strategic plan in 2016 from January to October is going to be. And so if you have ideas, if you have love, if you have passion.
Time.
If you don't have time, then there's money, because money is like, it's time that's been transmuted into zeros and ones.
Right.
But if you have email, a really great way to plug in your ideas is just send the station some email. So the email address for your ideas about the strategic plan is strategicplan@kkcr.org.
Beautiful.
Strategicplan@kkcr.org. You are the community in community radio. Plug in.
Beautiful message. Lively conversation. I knew it would be a packed hour. Maybe an hour isn't enough, but also this show is mostly about music and relaxing people's minds on Sunday morning. This is September 15th, 2035. And remember back then, Jonathan and I were talking about what the future of 20 years from now of Quiet Community Radio is.
You know,
just look at us. We are thriving. And
I can taste it in my mouth. I'm glad that you asked that question, because looking back, it's really been amazing.
Yeah, it has. It is. It is being amazing. I'm grateful.
I knew that we could count on Kauai. I knew Kauai would not let us down.
But we're special people who get attracted here and who get to stay here. She keeps us or kicks us out.
Yeah.
If you're not doing something great for yourself or this island, please reconsider. Reconsider how effective you can be as an individual member of this community, starting with KKCR. Here's my closing piece, and I have a couple of promos to run. On Fall Equinox, Tuesday, 10:22 p.m., we want to say aloha to summer, sizzling summer, thank you, and wet too. Autumn coming, the word for autumn or fall in Farsi is paiz.
I know barf.
Barf is snow, but paiz.
Paiz.
Paiz is coming, cool breezes back, it's sunny, it's raining all at the same time. Sun rises a little bit later and sets a bit sooner. It's harvest time and the time to start our fall garden. Begin again with a grown body of knowledge and the certainty that we get what we give. We harvest what we plant. There is some doing involved, but the being is more important. The being that's doing the work.
Yeah, who, right?
Yeah. Keep yourself as healthy as possible. Keep the outlook as positive as you can. And be as a light beam piercing through the darkness of our times. For somehow, love will conquer all hearts. After all the countless seasons of resistance, beauty and innocence is all there is and will ever be. Inshallah.
Inshallah. I wanted to share something with you. I don't know if you know this, but I looked up the word oasis in Hawaiian, and it's vahi uli uli.
Vahi Uli Uli.
Vahi Uli Uli. And Vahi is a place, yeah? And then Uli Uli is a dark, verdant place where creation and life begins and is nourished.
Lovely. There's words in Farsi I can bring you too, but the time is up and we got to vacate. So, Ohana, thanks for listening. Thank you to Moki Hana. I didn't play this one. Please go. It's not going.
Help, help.
Infinite love will be enough.
The Mali'e Foundation presents the annual Kauai Moki Hana Festival. The festival begins on Sunday, September 20th.